Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire, be above.
Come on and get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost fire.
Amen, amen. Y'all better go ahead and clap those holy hands. Get your praise on right here on this fire gospel experience. Praise the Lord, you beautiful people, you beautiful souls, and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. There's no other God. There's only one God, and he is in the Holy Bible. That's where he has made himself known, and he has also made himself known through the lives of all of his saints, all of his designated ambassadors, followers of Jesus Christ. Right now is the time, beloveds, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationships with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father. And words can never fully express our great appreciation and love and admiration for his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, I need to let each and every one of you beautiful souls know that we are totally unashamed, totally unapologetic, as well as totally unequivocally declaring that Jesus Christ is the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, y'all, with the keys of life, death, hell, and the grave. And yes, that precious gift of eternal life can be yours when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's our only hope in life for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are currently living in. And I promise you, we are living our best, blessed life. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration, because I need to let you know I am your power and purpose-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. I was just so excited and happy. I was just getting right to our biblical references that we will be discussing later on in the broadcast from Luke 5 and 17. But right now, I need to let you know that fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman. woman, boy, or girl. It don't matter. So that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not, I said N-O-T, not, capital letters, a respecter of persons. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. Now, we will be embracing for your spiritual considerations as well as your sanctified supplement from the book of Gospel according to the Apostle Luke in chapter 15 and verse 11 will be our summary verse where we read our Lord Jesus sharing the very well-known parable of the prodigal son. How that being the heir of a very wealthy, loving, and generous father, that sounds familiar, he insisted on his inheritance, talking about the prodigal son, be given even while the father was still alive, that wealthy, loving, and generous father. He's still alive, but the son wanted his inheritance now, not waiting for the father to die. Oh my goodness. How the desires of the prodigal son youth had driven him beyond the same love, the same care and compassion that his father freely gave to him after making horrendous decisions. The wayward son, he was given his inheritance, but then he found himself in some very dire straits after seasons of prodigal living until being in a place where a transformative clarity brought him back to his senses, being down and out, and I mean down, out. We too at times have to find our way back from times of discrepancy, fatality, and downright self-centered egotism, as well as sin. Yes, perfection is our goal, but guess what? Sometimes we do come up short. I'll be that witness. So we're going to be talking about coming to ourselves from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 15 and verse 11. Amen. It goes right there. But listen, my special guest is here, special young lady in Jesus. I had the pleasure of meeting maybe so a year or so ago. She is a member of the very, very blessed and anointed church that I attend here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, none other than New Saint Hurricane, Pastor Derek Easter. This young lady has been elevated to a position of trust and prominence as our Sunday school superintendent, but she's also very well active in the community. Community activist, woman of God, Sunday school superintendent at New Saint Hurricane, woman of God, Michelle Atkinson is here. And listen, we're going to be talking about breast cancer awareness. Amen. Because there's a lot of diseases, there's a lot of dilemmas, there's a lot of medical conditions that are still prevalent. It's not just what we always hear about. AIDS ain't went nowhere. Diabetes ain't went nowhere. Heart attack, liver disease haven't went nowhere. It seems like the lists are endless. And it seems like they're still going. But I promise you, we need to continue to focus on breast cancer. There is a special event coming up here in the Pine Bluff, Arkansas area. So all of you listen to this broadcast that are local and they can attend this special date, this special announcement, this special program that we're going to be discussing with Woman of God, Michelle Atkinson. We want you to be there. We want you to participate. If you want to make a donation, we're going to make all that plain so that you can participate one way or another. And then, listen, we're going to listen to this woman of God's life story, her testimony, why she is so connected to certain people, certain community activities. We're going to use Woman of God, Michelle Atkinson, as an example of what it means to be a fruitful branch. Amen. Just heard that sermon today from my pastor, Derek Easty. You need to go to New Saint Hurricane Facebook page and listen to that sermon about how to be a fruitful Christian. Well, this young lady is doing just that, and I'm doing my best. We want you to do your best to be that fruitful branch in Christ. Listen, we are so grateful, Holy Spirit God, for blessing our lives, for keeping us, for covering us, for giving us the needed direction to live this life. And sometimes we have to get a grip on ourselves and come to so that we can reach higher and go further in our service to the Most High God. Thank you, Holy Spirit God. Right now we praise you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost Sanctified Fire, Fire, Fire.
Just
my God, there's just one thing we need to do because we can't stop it no way. And that is let God do his job. We can't get in the way. Best thing we can do is we just pray and ask God, say, God, how can I help you by not getting in your way? Because you're going to do what you do. Sounds of man of God. Dr. E. LeQuint Weaver. And biblical people setting the atmosphere and the tone straight for this fire gospel experience. Let God do his job. I keep telling y'all all the time, we better off when we just let God be God and let us do what we can do. There's one thing that I can recall the saints of God, the elders telling me, they said that it is true that God will do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, but God will not do the things that we can do. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, Dr. E. LeQuint Weaver and Biblical People, for helping us get a better and a keener understanding. We're going to let you do what you do, God, and we're not going to get in your way. Amen. Goes right there. My special guest is here. I already gave y'all a preview of this young lady. She is a member of my church over at New Saint Hurricane right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Pastor Derek Easter. Amen. Goes right there. This young lady has come in, and she has just been such a quiet fire. She has just been admirable in her deportment. She has maintained her virtue in ways of carrying herself with the stature of a Christian woman. I'm just saying that because very appropriate, very sophisticated, very mature, and very knowledgeable about who she is in Christ, because she has knowledge about who Christ is in her. So I'm just happy and excited because this young lady has some important information that she wants to share with us, as we all should find a place of importance wherever we are, in our mind, hearts, and spirits first, so that when we launch out into our homes, we won't just be talking the talk, but we'll be walking the walk as well. And then in our communities, on our workplace, job, of course, in our places of worship, in our churches, and then wherever the good Lord gives us the opportunity to expand our Christian influence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, God, because it's you in us and not we of ourselves. And then we just want God to get the glory and God to get the praise. So this young lady here, Michelle Atkinson, is going to tell us her story, and she's going to share with us a very important event coming up. So without any further ado, presenting to some, introducing to everyone else, woman of God, Michelle Atkinson, is here on this fire gospel experience. Well, amen, amen, amen. Welcome, woman of God, Michelle Atkinson, to fire the gospel experience. How you doing, my dear sister?
Thank you, Brother Jefferson. I am doing well today. Thank you for asking.
Amen. Amen. Listen, this is such a polite, she has such a calm and quiet spirit. But I believe once we get this conversation going, that spirit is going to rise up in her. It's going to be like fire shut up in her bones. I already know, because I've been watching her from a distance and respecting the woman of God that you are. Woman of God, Michelle Atkinson, why don't you go ahead and just share with the listening audience who you are. Like, tell us, what was your life circumstances, woman of God, when you made that eternal life-changing decision to accept Jesus Christ, your personal Savior? And then we're just going to flow all the way from there up until today. Tell us about yourself.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, listeners, for listening in on today. I have just a small story about myself, of course. Others think differently, but me, myself, I'm just a small little girl that comes from a family of four. Had three brothers that are very, very, very much protective of me even today. I grew up in my home with my mother and my father. My mother is currently deceased. She passed away February of 2000. With this dreadful disease of breast cancer. You know, at that time, it really wasn't really prevalent. It was a quiet disease at that time. But since then, now, it's well known. It's broad. It's all over. It's all over in every ethnicity, every city, state, town. It's all over.
You know, one of the go ahead, Lady Michelle. I was just going to say one of the reasons I think that it was so quiet, excuse me for interrupting, is that I know that I think in the early diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer that vasectomies were so prevalent, and the removal of breasts had women feeling shame and embarrassed and not really wanting to discuss it because, I mean, that is a very intimate part of a woman's body. And so I'm glad now that we have better treatment as well as, I guess you could say, more confidence in having the necessary surgeries that we do for it not to bring shame and guilt on whoever has to go through these procedures, because support of the family is so crucial. And that's why I'm so proud of you providing support in this particular area. Go ahead, dear. I just wanted to say that part because it just hit me.
Yes, yes. No worries, no worries. And I was just going to add, in addition to who I am, I grew up on the west side of Pine Bluff. I did not attend school on the west side. I attended school where my mother and her siblings attended on the north side, which is Galloway District, Townsend Park, in that area, which allowed us to be at my grandmother's on a daily basis. Because my parents worked day in and day out, but we still were able to get the nourishment and the love and care from my grandmother and my aunt, which are my mom's sisters. There were 10 of them. There were 2 boys and 8 girls.
Wow. Yeah. Amen.
So that was pretty big. It was great. My aunts, they loved us all. They didn't treat us indifferent. We all, if one got in trouble, everybody got in trouble. So just know that it was a family of love and nurturing.
And also, too, woman of God, I know that you are still probably feeling some pains about the departure of your aunt, and we just want to call her name out in reverence and remember her for being the strong woman of God that she was.
Yes, she was very, very, very dear to me. She was so dear to me that from my upbringing, our family started out at Mount Nebo Baptist Church in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on the north side. About 1 or 2 blocks from my grandmother's house is where we walked to church every Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, Sunday evening. Whatever was going on at the church, we were at the church. But with my dear aunt, she decided some years ago, probably 10, 15 years ago, that she would make a transition over to the big New St. Hurricane Baptist Church. And I myself, about a year ago, decided to make that same journey to be at this same great church with my aunt. And unfortunately, but fortunately, she passed away last month. But she left me with a lot, scripture and Bible-based, and how to process through life and how to trust God and how to lean and stand on His word.
Amen.
That's the story
of my
dear aunt.
Amen. And you can go ahead and call your dear aunt's name.
Brella Marie Sanders. That was my aunt.
Amen.
And she was well known in this community, not just in New St. Hurricane Church, but she was well known in the Pine Bluff community. And I thank God for
Yeah, because you start talking about Jesus and she ain't going to sit still. She ain't going to be quiet. She going to let it be known whose side she on.
Yeah,
Amen.
Every time.
Amen.
Her
Amen.
Spirit
she
lives
made
on.
It known.
It lives on in us every day.
It does, and I can recall still echoing, hear the echoes of her voice in my mind because she had a regular seat in the church. Everybody knew where she was, and everybody knew
and
who that was. Amen.
Yes,
go right ahead, my dear sister. Continue. Tell us your story.
Yes. And so with that, you know, like I said, I'm just transitioning in over to my new church home, which I love dearly because people not only welcome me in because of my aunt, they welcome me in because they love people. They love God's people. They love New St. Hurricane. And I feel so good every Sunday I come in and walk into that building. I'm I'm constantly being embraced and loved on, and just, it just makes you feel great to be there.
Amen. And exactly what church is supposed to be. We don't claim to be perfect by no means, but we do believe in giving God our best. And one of the ways that we can best exemplify giving God our best is to honoring him by being obedient to his word, but also reaching out to the people that God put in our lives around us, be they church folks, neighbors, be they work employees, our peers, wherever they may be. The Bible tells us, let our light so shine. And when those lights come together, like in church worship service, it is just a beautiful, bright thing.
Yes, yes, it is. Beautiful, beautiful.
So, woman of God, now, as you, as a young woman of God, can you share with us, I know we're here to talk about a specific subject that we'll get to, breast cancer awareness, but I always like to kind of have my special guest share with maybe some of the trials that they have overcome, how living a spiritual Christian life enabled you to gain victory over maybe some doubts, I guess you could say, in reflection, that you can look back and say, you know what, I'm glad I heard those sermons. I'm glad I kept those scriptures memorized. I'm glad I kept a prayer life. Is there anything in particular that you can share with us, testimonial, that we can use to keep ourselves encouraged from your life story?
Yes, because we're discussing the breast cancer on today, that has been one of the biggest, I don't want to say tragic, but it was a tragedy for my life, because I was only in my middle 20s when this was going on with my mother, and it was very difficult. I didn't understand it, and I had no choice. Well, I had a choice, but I didn't have a choice but to lean on God and his word. And with my parents, my grandparents, my church family, my blood family, they were always there teaching us how to pray, teaching us how to read the word, study God's word, and trust God in the midst of whatever was going on. We always had to go back to certain scriptures. I keep a journal with me, and I'm constantly, daily writing in it Bible scriptures, referring back to those scriptures that my parents and grandparents gave us to matriculate through life and just trust God. And even today, there are some things that I'm dealing with that I have to remember and look back and say, if he did it for me once, he'll do it again.
Come on. Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That sounds sort of like a cliche, but it's true.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. Hey, we can't just walk the walk. We have to talk the talk, and we can't just live a certain life in front of people, because people are always watching. So we don't do it just because they're watching, but we have to do it to the glory and honor of God.
Amen. We have to stay mindful of who we are and the conduct that we portray when we're out in public. And it takes practice. I'm going to tell you, I honestly can recall situations in my Christian life, maybe in my early life, sometimes as a seasoned, mature saint, sometimes we have to kind of get a grip on ourselves and take a second look at how we handle situations. We have to look at, is this a becoming conversation for me to even be in? Because, you know, they say if two fools are arguing, it's hard to tell which one is right and which one is wrong. So sometimes discretion is sometimes the better part of valor, is to just learn how to discern. Every conversation may not be my best conversation. Every situation doesn't need my input. Sometimes wisdom will have us say, you know what, it's best if I just learn how to dismiss myself from this conversation and let God handle it. Now, you said how difficult the time it was for you when your mother was suffering with her illness. Can you share some words of encouragement and maybe some advice for someone that may have an ill parent, ill family member, ill friend, to be able to survive it? Because it's a tremendous amount of stress when we know that someone that we love and care about is dealing with a life-threatening illness and situation.
Yes. For one, mental health at that point in time, it was one of those things that were kind of hush-hush as well. I wish that I was more aware of taking care of my mental health then, more so than I am now. But even with that, to you all, to the audience, mental health is important. It's real. We all have to deal with different facets of our life every day, work, church, our children, our spouses, on and on and on. So we have to make sure we take care of our mental health first, because everything starts in our mind. So we have to deal with our mental by getting help, using those resources that we have out here to help us with those different facets of our life, especially if we have an ill parent that we love so dearly. And the thought of just, most of us are always thinking the end. And just because you're ill, it's a sickness or a disease, it doesn't mean until death. So with that said, deal with your mental. Get support from others that can help you, help pray with you, pray for the situation, and get in God's word. Stay in God's word. Get by yourself. Get you some alone time. Get away from everything that's going on and consult God, because he's always there. He's always here. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. So get with him. Get quiet. Get in a quiet space and just ask him to come into your life, come into that situation, and just help you move through it day by day. You have to trust the process. I like what Pastor said today. That's one of my big mottos. Trust the process. Trust God.
Trust the process. Amen. Amen. I think one of the greatest challenges that we Christian believers have to face, have to deal with, and have to overcome is any type of stigmas that may be attached when we reach out for mental, emotional help. Because if there's a physical problem, we don't get no comeback for when we need to go see a medical doctor for our physical condition. But then when it comes to our mental, emotional well-being, sometimes we incorrectly believe that it's due to something lacking in our faith walk. So we keep it to ourselves. We struggle with issues. And then we're fearful that if something's intimately, and no, we can't tell everybody everything about us. No, we have to be discreet and selective about what we share and who we share it to. But we are so concerned that people will look at us as less than by having to go get some sort of necessary help. I know I've had counseling. I know that mentoring is a powerful support tool that we all can benefit by. So, woman of God, thank you for sharing that it's okay to go get the necessary help we need. There's no shame in it. I'm honestly believing that one of the tricks. I'm honestly believing that one of the tricks of the devil is to get us to be the Lone Ranger and be Superman, and then struggle on our own, because there is a strategy in war called divide and conquer. So if the devil can believe and get us to believe that we're better off just maintaining and struggling on our own without testifying about what we need and where we get our help and strength from, then the devil will separate us, and it's easy pickings, I guess you could say, from there, because without support, we'll struggle mightily, unnecessarily. Amen?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Amen.
Amen. Is there a favorite scripture verse that you use? Because mine is Romans 8:28. For we know all things work together for the good for them that love God, them that are called according to his purpose. I lean on that every day. You hear me?
Yes. I love that one. That's one of my faves too. But my number one I've always had as a little girl: I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. We're going to take a music break, woman of God, Michelle Atkinson. So I want you to continue to gather your thoughts. I want you to continue to let that warm, charming, and spirit-filled vibration that you carry with you, let that marinate throughout the airwaves. Because when we come back, there's going to be a special event that's going on here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. We are soliciting your support, listeners. We want you to be a part of it, either physically, financially, spiritually, or all of the above, if possible. Because we need to remember, this is in remembrance of someone very special to woman of God, Michelle Atkinson. And I know good and well, that we all have someone that we are precious to, that is still precious to us, and we look forward to remembering them, because I'm a firm believer that they may not be here with us, but guess what? They are still always with us, spiritually speaking. That's the beautiful thing about living a spiritual life. The people that may leave us physically have gone on to a better place. Yes, it hurts. Yes, we miss them. We cry bitter tears when we think about them not being here with us. That's why I take a lot of pictures. That's why when you see me, I do a lot of hugs.
Man,
it just feeds my spirit, because you never know when our time to depart from this earthly dwelling will happen. So I tell people all the time, Sister Michelle, love who you can, while you can, as much as you can. Amen.
Amen. I like that. Amen. Amen.
You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and here are some Arkansas sisters for real, the Beard Sisters. Because it doesn't matter what the condition, it doesn't matter what the illness, it doesn't matter the situation. There are so many Bible stories about our God, our Savior Jesus, being a miracle worker, being the healer of healers. He's got medicine even in the hem of his garment. You can ask the Beard Sisters. He's just a straight-up miracle worker.
It's gonna work.
Oh, You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, 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 the gospel experience. We are your internet radio evangelistic ministry outreach. We are here to glorify God. We are here to tell the testimony. We are here to tell the truth about the transformation that has taken place in our lives when we accepted Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. And then we receive Holy Spirit God that lives inside of each one of us who believes and proclaim the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then after that, we are trying to encourage anybody listen to this broadcast, be you a believer to keep on keeping believing, or be you someone that has not quite yet decided if this Bible talk, if this church talk, if this Jesus talk is real or not? We want you to continue to listen and then pray and ask God for yourself, and your eyes and your ears and your heart will be open to the reality that God is real, no matter how many evil, corrupt lies that this world is trying to speak against our God. We confess you, the Bible is right, Jesus Christ is Lord. Woman of God, Michelle Atkinson is here, and we want to know a little bit about yourself, but we do have a special event coming up on October the 28th, 2023, which will be a Saturday, which is entitled Still Fighting and Standing Strong, the 9th Annual Breast Cancer Event in Memory of Billie Jean B.J. Jackson. Wow, what an amazing event that is, woman of God. And if there is a backdrop story that you wanted to share with us regarding woman of God B.J. Jackson, is that someone that you knew personally? Is that someone that you had a connection with? We're waiting to hear the story. We can't wait. Come on, woman of God, tell us a little bit about this young woman.
Yes, yes, yes. This beautiful, beautiful woman. I love still so dearly in my heart. My dear mother, Billie Jean B.J. Jackson, she was well known in this community. She was more so known in the funeral home business. Started at Henson. She started at Brown's Funeral Home, and then she matriculated into 1989 Christian Way Funeral Home. She was the director and the manager of this funeral home. Until her demise, my mother was a bubbly person. She was energetic. She was always laughing and smiling. She persevered through a lot of things in her life. And she was just, she left a legacy of love and loving on people. And when I say she knew so many people, I'm still coming into contact with people that, oh, that's your mom. That was your mom. Oh, and then she was,
I
have to mention this. She was a professional bowler because she was part of a league for over 35 years, the Wednesday night bowling league at Thunder Lanes in Pineville, Arkansas. So that was just like her extracurricular, her get away from everything, her stress reliever. So she loved that. She loved being in the funeral home business. She was just, she was an entrepreneur, and she showed friendliness and kindness, integrity, respect.
Wow.
She was well-respected, and even more so in her church. She was the president of the Ursa Board at Mount Nebo Baptist Church. So when you graced the doors of Mount Nebo, you saw her beautiful, smiling face, and a testimony from a few people that joined there, they told me themselves personally that by seeing her smiling face, that made me want to join Mount Nebo. And, you know, that speaks volumes to me. That makes me feel like, oh, my goodness, she was special. She was a very special person to just draw people from a smile, just to say welcome, you know. And that makes me feel good that my mother was that type of person. But in spite of that, like I say, she had to deal with this dreadful disease at an early age. For me, I was in my 20s. She was in her late 40s, and it was tough. It was tough because she went through it, and she, according to the doctor, she beat it, but then it came back. It came back, and
Amen.
That particular time, that's when she transitioned. She transitioned at the the young age of 51, and believe it or not, I'm almost that age, and it frightened me for a minute, but I said, you know what, God, that was her journey. This is my journey.
Yeah.
Just because she left this world at 51, that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be my exit. So I still honor her. I still rejoice about her journey, because it wasn't just about breast cancer. It was just about leaving a legacy of love and faithfulness and perseverance, and letting people know that you can push through anything with the help of God and the support of family and friends.
Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you this, young lady. I guess you're talking like you don't know. So guess what? I'm happy to inform you that you have inherited her warm smile. You just didn't know it. That's all. You didn't know it. I don't mind telling you. Yes, that you got that from Billie Jean, B.J. Jackson. She passed that down to you. You just didn't realize it. So I'm happy to be the one to let you know about that. But listen, woman of God.
Well, thanks
listen.
For letting me know.
And now you know, okay? I'm sure that you have wondered, because I relocated. I was born in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I've told this story many, many times, so my listeners know, but I'm just sharing with you. I was born here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, but at the age of six, due to so much explosion in the job market and in car plants, I was taken to Detroit, and I stayed there for 40 years of my life. I came back in 07. My mother had returned back home 2 years before I did, and she was stricken with ovarian cancer. So while we're talking about these diseases that we have to deal with, the care that it takes, knowing that our loved one is expected and predicted to not be here past a certain length of time, that's a heavy weight to bear. And then to physically maybe be the ones to provide the care for them as well, which I had the privilege and honor of caring for my mother in her final days before she left here. We can't help but sometimes wonder, why is it that it seems like the good people are the ones that leave us? How did you deal with that, woman of God? How did you deal with that?
Yes. That was in my time of, I would say, immaturity. I didn't know a lot about how God works things like he works things. And so I was angry. Angry because I was young, and I felt like, you know, God, why did you take my mother at such an early age? You know, why did she have to go? What did she do to deserve this? You know, I didn't understand it. And at that time, we only thought people 70 and older passed away, you know, because they had lived so long, and their time on earth was, you know, it was just time to leave. And I'm like, I haven't learned everything as a woman. You know, I need my mother. I didn't have sisters. I had a plethora of aunts. But it's different when you have your mother, you know, to nurture you, to lead you and guide you, you know, through school, through marriage, through having children, through your first career job, things of that nature, your first home and, you know, things of that nature. But it just happened to me one day. I was at work and I went on a lunch break and I decided to go to the park and just sit there, you know, as my mom was, as we call it now, hospice. Was in her transition period, and I just had a conversation with God, and he just let me know that, you know, we all have a timing, we all have a date. None of us came here to stay. He never told us how we were going to leave here, but at that moment in time, he let me know that you have to trust me. You have to trust me. Mm. Although it doesn't look good, it seems bad, it seems awful, but you have to trust me. I got you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to direct you. I'm going to show you how to navigate through life. I know you're young. I know you feel like you're going to be lost without her. But I have you, daughter. I have you. And ever since that day, when I say even up until last night, something I experienced and confirmed in Pastor's message on today, God has never left me. Because I trusted him, because I've leaned on him, because I've gotten in his word, because I've prayed, because I have a plethora of people that cover me in prayer, that mentor me, that guide me. God has never failed me yet. And I can just look and just tell other people that God has you. Believe what he says. Trust what he says.
Yes.
Stop trying to do it. Stop trying to put your hands on it. Stop trying to make like you're the one that's making things happen. No, it's God.
Jesus.
So sit back and listen and listen and discern his instructions for how we need to move throughout this life. So that's what kept me going. You know, I look back and smile and say, oh, God, hey, I'm happy. You did this. You made this happen. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful
Amen.
For it because
Amen.
He not only allowed me to have the type of mother that I had, but I got to say this right here. He brought me a bonus mom,
Okay.
that steps in and just, when I say she's beautiful, not just on the outside, she's beautiful on the inside out. I thank God for her.
Amen.
God did that.
Amen.
Only God can
Amen.
Do that. Only God can
Amen.
Do that. Yes, I'm grateful.
That's precious. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Amen.
And let me mention this. I
Go
gotta
ahead.
Say this
Go
too.
Ahead. Mm-hmm.
Because of this event, she pushed me to make this happen. She also a breast cancer survivor, 25 plus years. Come on, somebody. Help me celebrate this lady. Her name is Aletta Tyson Jackson. This lady right here, she's special. She's special. So I can't take all the credit for this. She's the one pushed me to do this event every year.
Amen. And it's good to have somebody in our corner that we can trust that will be able to motivate us uniquely like no one else can. That's why it's a beautiful thing to fellowship. This is how we learn who God places in our life to be that special person that we can depend on, that we can pray for, that we can confide in. You know, it's another trick of the devil to get people to believe I don't have to go to church to be saved.
Yeah.
No, that's true. You don't. But you can't stay obedient and stay at home and not go to church. The scripture tells us, forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some have.
Yes.
Don't you know that the gift that God gave you is not for you? The gift that God gave you is for the benefit of somebody else and ultimately for his glory. Because when we reach out and be blessings and be a blessor to someone else, they're going to thank God for God sending you into their life. And then they're going to thank God for being so gracious and kind. Amen. So what I've learned, woman of God, there is a scripture verse because the Bible has become so real for me. I honestly lean on the word of God for help, for instruction, for correction, for inspiration, for all of my needs, be they mentally, spiritually, or whatever the case may be. Psalm 16:15 is precious and of great consequence in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. So he watches over them. They have heard it said that we are like flowers in the garden of the mind of God. And he picks those flowers so that he can smell the aroma of each one of our lives. But the picking that God does mean he plucks us from the garden of the earth and he takes that soul back to where it began with him. Don't you know that loved ones that we have are just given to us for a temporary time of nurturing, for loving and compassion? Don't you know that as much as we love those that have departed, God loved them even more than we did? God said, I'm going to give you this beautiful soul. I want you to love them. I want y'all to love each other. I want y'all to take care of each other. But I miss them. God is saying, I miss them, and I want them in my presence. So I had to take that perspective, and as much as I love those that have gone on before me, I would not wish them back with me because they're in the presence of Almighty God. They're in heaven.
Yes, they are.
They're in the place where we hope and look forward to being one day.
Oh,
and
yes.
when we get there,
one day.
They're going to be standing right there at the gate with open arms and big, warm, joyful smiles at our reception of being there. Amen. 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 So take those words of encouragement that I still use to this day for those loved ones that have departed. Still fighting and standing strong. 9th annual breast cancer event in memory of Billie Jean B.J. Jackson. I didn't know that was your mother. Thank you. Sponsored by Mount Nebo. Missionary Baptist Church.
That's my
mother. It's going to be featuring a 2K walk run starting at 9 a.m. at the Saracene Landing Pavilion. That's my job. That's my day job. I work for Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
I'm over there at Saracene Landing. Every day, keeping it clean, keeping it fit for special events just like this. We want y'all to know that we'll be featuring a 2K walk run starting at 9 a.m. Saturday, October 28th. Mark your calendars, 2023. There will be vendor shopping, food, trucks, live entertainment. We don't mess around. We do it big over there at Mount Nebo. Go ahead, Mount Nebo. There's going to be health screening. There is a $30 entry fee. There is a $30 entry fee. It includes a commemorative T-shirt. And listen, you can send your Cash App to that sign, M-T-N-E-B-O, Mount Nebo, BCBJ14. If you need that information again, I will repeat it later on this broadcast. You go to my Facebook page, you'll be there. You can go to Mount Nebo Breast Cancer, BJ, at yahoo.com. Go to my Facebook page, Ronnie Jefferson. Go to MJ at Facebook page. You'll see the flyer. I look forward to you being there. Listen, if you need a contact person, contact Kim Jones Sneed at 870-872-6485. Again, contact Kim Jones Sneed, 870-872-6485. Or just go to events at stuffinthebluff.com. Standing still fighting and standing strong. 9th annual breast cancer event. That's an awesome and amazing event, woman of God. We are looking forward to being there with full support. What words of inspiration do you have for us? Because I told you, once we start this beautiful spiritual conversation, didn't I tell you time was going to fly by? Didn't I tell you? Seemed like 10
minutes.
Yes,
it did. Oh, my goodness.
A whole hour that went
by.
Amen. What words of wisdom and encouragement and spiritual supplement would you like to pour into our spirits before you leave us, woman of God? Help us out. Help us out.
Well, as I said earlier, anything we're dealing with, anything we're going through, anything that we come against, always lean and depend on the Word. Lean and depend on God's Word. And I like this scripture that you gave earlier, Romans 8:28. Hey, I stand on that daily. I call it out daily.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Confused. I couldn't understand what was going on. I found that scripture verse, and that scripture verse found me, and I've been putting it in my spirit ever since.
Amen.
Romans 8:28. All that basically you're saying is that there are certain scriptures out there that's got your name on it. Now, it may be more than one, but I promise you, there is at least one scripture that's got your name on it that's waiting for you to dig it up like precious treasure, because once you find that scripture that speaks to your soul like nothing else has, it's going to be precious to you. You don't have to worry about trying to remember it. It's going to be written in your heart. Amen. Goes right there. Woman of God, can you be contacted for any type of community activity? Because I love how you are so active in the community here in Pine Bluff and surrounding area. There may be someone listening to this broadcast that is looking forward to use you as a mentor, use your wisdom, Kingdom collaborate with you. Are you open for any Kingdom collaborations? If so, how can you be contacted?
Yes. I would be open to it. Sounds fantastic. So they can reach me on my Facebook page, MJ Atkinson. They can reach me through Messenger or just send me a message through a post.
Amen. Just as y'all heard her. And then if you need a second person to get in touch with her or whatever the case may be, I send this to her every Sunday. And I know how to get in touch with her. Get in touch with me, Ron E. Jefferson, 870-413-0220. I am looking to be there at the event as well. I don't know if I'm going to run or not. I still got it. I can still do it now. I can walk. I can run. I still got it like that. Amen. I just love the support. I love being around good people that are doing good things and then watching God just present. Be in the midst of it all. So shout out to Mount Nebo Missionary Baptist Church. Y'all keep doing beautiful things that y'all doing. There's no competition between churches. You are planted where you are.
God is
planted other churches where there are. We are in the body of Christ together. Amen.
Yes.
I'm right there.
Yes.
Woman of God, I appreciate
you. Larry Charles Battle.
Thank you, Pastor Larry Charles Battle. We love you in Jesus. We support you. We're going to keep praying for you, man of God.
Yes,
keep giving your life away to Jesus because you are blessing so many souls. Woman of God, you have blessed us. I'm so appreciative. If there's any other events coming on, or if God stirs up in your spirit and you have something that you want to share on this Dire Gospel Experience, I want you to know that I will leave the door and a seat open for you. If I got to move somebody around, I will. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I got
you. Hey, wherever you can put me.
Amen.
I'll
That's
take
a beautiful
it.
Thing. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
And if
See,
anyone didn't get able to get a shirt, we ask you to just wear pink. We
want to
pink it out that day.
Okay, amen, amen. Get your pink shirts on. You still got time. If you don't have no pink shirts, go to the dollar store and get you some pink dye. And dye one of them white shirts you got. It'll work. Work that thing out. Come on now. Amen.
Love it.
We appreciate you, Jesus. Our prayer is that you continue to grow and blossom. Our prayer is that you continue to grow and blossom into the will and the ways of God. And I promise you, nothing can defeat you. Nothing can disturb you. Nothing can disown you from who you are in God. Amen. Amen. Woman of God. Community activist.
Yes, sir.
Woman of God. She is our Sunday school superintendent, and she sings in the choir over there at New St. Hurricane. So we are so proud of you,
Don't forget the new members. Don't forget my new members. My new members ministry. Don't leave them
and
out.
And the new members ministry. That woman of God, she ain't playing, y'all. She's just giving God her very best, and that is a beautiful thing. We appreciate it. Thank you. Good job, woman of God. We bless you in Jesus. Thank you. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Be blessed.
Woman of God. Now, in case some of y'all wonder how we roll as Christians, y'all just heard some of how we do what we do. We love Jesus, and we wait for our assignments. We don't just launch out on our own. Again, we are going to, I'm talking about we, talking about me and woman of God, Michelle Atkinson. Y'all want to hear a powerful sermon? Y'all need to go to New St. Hurricane Facebook page and check out the sermon from today, being a fruitful Christian. Amen. Because that's what it's really, really all about. God gets the praise. God gets the glory. And we are blessed just by kingdom association, collaboration, as well as kingdom building. We have to do like young men for Christ. Sometimes we just got to holler and just give praise and say, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because you have blessed us and we are so appreciative. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. So again, dear God, we thank you.
We just want to tell God thank you. We understand that this world is in a bad condition. And God is yet still proving how good and faithful he is to us. I got another verse for something like this. Listen.
Heavenly Father, you know sometimes we try to do things on our own, but you never leave us alone.
Hello, I'm Pastor Derek Easter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that this fire radio ministry will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I lift
your name on high, and I give you praise.
You are holy.
You are holy.
So
and I lift your name. And I lift. You are all that I need.
You are all that I need.
My everything.
My everything.
And you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God, never for nations. New music fit by the amazing promoter, producer, manager, man by Chase Nation. The husband anointed. Never for nations. Cover me, Lord. Keep your hand of protection. Keep your love, your grace surrounding me. Because that is how we're able to maintain, sustain, and regain any lost ground to be made useless. But there, we depend on you, dear God, to help us in a portion of fire, the gospel experience where you bless people, God, again, with your anointed, sanctified selves that have the gift of orientation, narration, and spiritual proclamation in word up. Inspiration. Amen goes right there. We just want you to know that God uses each one of us to fulfill our life purposes. God has given you a gift, whether you know it or not. We want you to know that God has much in store for you, but the key to understanding this spiritual life that you should be living if you're not living is that you need to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Yes. And its righteousness. And then all those other things will be added. What other things? Well, that's between you and God. Because after God does this spiritual transformative surgical work on you, your desires are going to become his desires. After his desires become your desires. And then you're going to want what God wants for you. There's going to be a oneness that our Lord Jesus prayed for in John 17. Where we put on the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything else becomes secondary at best. Not that we become so subdued that we lose our personality. No, God uses our personalities to quantify his master plan. Each one of us has a very unique, special place in the plan and in the mind of God. That's why he created you the way that you do. So for all of you talented, gifted people that speak life, I invite you to be my special guest for Word of Inspiration. Here is one of my all-time favorites among many, man of God, Richie Irby. This man of God, he is the group leader for the group Mael and Company, an innovative gospel quartet of young men that love Jesus and don't mind singing about it. He's also a speaker. That young man sends me inspiration every day. I encourage him. I say, man of God, you need to get on this broadcast and record some of your anointed inspirational messages so that I can share them on Fire the Gospel Experience in my Word of Inspiration. So without further ado, man of God, Richie Irby, coming. And he does, and only uniquely as he can.
Good morning. I pray all is well and that you are having a rejoice-filled day so far. I pray that as this day develops, unexpected favor and blessings overtake you. Smile throughout the day and be the light to those who may feel that they may have no reason to smile. Show them through your smile that they have the victory over every situation in their life. Have a blessed and prosperous day.
Yeah. Short and sweet to the point. You don't have to be long on your inspiration. You can just get in there and get out. I've heard one preacher say that people are always to see me doing two occasions. One when they see me coming and the other when they see me going. That means get up there, do what you got to do, and let the word of God do only what it can. We don't have to do nothing extra. All we have to do is just be sincere in our presentation and then watch God work and move in us. Thank you, man of God, Richie Irby. I'm going to be playing some of your music. Just because you got it like that, my dear brother. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, because that's what it is. It is a spiritual fire that God has lit into each one of us believers, and we want to experience it on a regular, and we want to share this experience with someone else that needs to hear it. Amen. Goes right there. We are going to stay in that vein of quartets because I've been getting this quartet music. Lord Jesus, and I'm just going to roll with it. You understand? Here's man. Here is the gospel group God's Foundation, sent by man of God, Donovan Adams. He's been a supporter of this Fire Gospel Experience. Sending these anointed gospel artists, old school quartet. Don't you just love it? Because I promise you, you are where you are because somebody prayed for you. Thank you, God's Foundation, because I know what you mean when you talk about somebody prayed for me.
Somebody prayed. It was somebody that prayed. Somebody prayed for me. They took time and prayed. They laid awake. For my mother's prayer, for my grandmama's
friends, for my daddy's friends. Where would I be? I'm so grateful that they took time out in the midnight hour. Happy on their mind and pray for me. Yes, they did. I read in his word, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then would I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. That's why I'm glad that I can stand here today and say,
hello. I am teacher, author, born-again believer, woman of God, Trina R. Ford. I am grateful to God Almighty who has called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone to speak life, love, and spiritual healing at your conference, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at area code 870-329-3556 or by email at treford91@gmail.com. And if you're looking for great spiritual insight, inspiration, and uplift, I encourage you to read my newly released book, Just Breathe, The Testament of a Breast Cancer Survivor. You can order my book at Amazon.com, or for an autographed copy, you can order on Facebook, author Trina Ford, or contact me directly. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the music is moving, unrestrained, and of biblical inspiration. Be a blessing to family and friends, and let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright as you encourage them to keep their radio tuned to Fire, the kingdom-building gospel experience.
Nowhere to go. You brought me through. I'm here today because of you. The flood they rose, and I should have drowned. But till this day, your grace has never left.
Oh,
we survived. We survived because you kept me, and I promise you, it was nobody but you, Lord. Woman of God, Robin Sidney here, making it plain and breaking it down for us here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Amen. Goes right there. We're going to keep that spiritual flow going with the Tampa boys because they're going to follow right up behind Woman of God, Robin Sidney, and let us know, Lord God, you keep doing what you do. And we are so grateful because it seems like you did it just one more time. Wow. One more time, one more time. God, you just keep doing miraculous things in my life. So many so, it's like the sands of the seashore. I cannot possibly count the many times that you came through for me, the many times that you brought me out of a situation I know nothing about. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Tampa boys, for making it plain and giving us some godly direction about giving God his just due praise. Always grateful. But man of God, Donovan Adams, you just keep on blessing this Fire Gospel Experience. We want to share from a biblical perspective for your sanctified supplement and for your spiritual nutrition from the book of Luke, the gospel according to the record of Luke the Apostle. We're going to look at chapter 15 and verse 11, where we read these words from the King James Version of the Bible. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired men have food enough and to spare, and here I am dying of hunger." The prodigal son speaks after he came to himself. Our Lord Jesus' primary ministry was and is to seek and to save that which whoever is lost, Luke 19 and 10 can verify that. And no matter how much we would try to improve, reprove, or edit our spiritual resume, we all fall under the category of lost and found. Yes, it was for one reason or another, with the primary reason being Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No matter how high our morality scale is slated and rated, we were all infected with the disease of inherent disobedience, which came from our first four parents, Adam and Eve. And egotism and arrogance are certainly symptoms of the disease of rebellion, dishonor, dissatisfaction, and discontentment. Our Lord Jesus breaks it all down in the very well-known parable of the prodigal son, a person where I'm sure that we all can see at least some of ourselves in there if we're being honest. Luke 15:11 says, "Then he said," our Lord Jesus said, "a certain man had two sons. The younger of them inappropriately said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that falls to me.' So he," the father, "divided the estate between them," his two sons. "A few days later, the younger son gathered together everything that he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he wasted his fortune in reckless and immoral living. Now, when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to do without and be in need. So he went and forced himself on one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. He would have gladly eaten the pods that the pigs were eating, but they could not satisfy his hunger, and no one was giving him anything. But when he finally came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have more than enough food while I am dying here of hunger?'" So says the Amplified Version of the Holy Bible. Have you ever noticed that those insightful times of great self-revelation comes when some great disturbance, drama, or even tragedy comes? The young man in this parable of our Lord Jesus can be reflected in the very same lives as many of us does or did. There's a saying in the recovered community: we want what we want, when we want it, regardless of the consequences. Yes, those God-forsaken consequences. Want to take fire in our bosom and not be burned, Proverbs 6:27. All of which are variant signs of our fallen sin nature. Yes, sin nature. Yet saved from the penalty from our inherited and self-deserved nature, but not saved from the struggles of the flesh and spirit. What the Bible calls the old man versus the new man. Romans 6:6 says, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him," talking about our Lord Jesus, "and the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." And then Ephesians 4:24, speaking about the new man, says, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Prodigal is to be reckless, irresponsible, and wastefully extravagant, which I can honestly recall a season in my life where I had abandoned my faith due to many, many overwhelming life situations. Being seduced by the devil to believe that God didn't care. Wow. What an absolutely painful indignation to fall into the trap of disbelief. Giving up the good thing for the nothing. Disconnected from God. Grateful and thankful that God didn't disconnect from me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But there certainly were consequences to pay. I wasn't discarded, but there were still consequences to pay. Now, we can pray to God for his intercession from the pain of our own misguided choices. But what I've learned from suffering through my consequences has now led me to a greater affinity and intimacy to God than what I had possessed before the trauma of my worst choices. Lord, have mercy. We thank you, Jesus. We're talking about coming to ourselves on this fire gospel experience. Amen, because that's what it is. It's an experience, having these different seasons that are challenging, but do not just throttle us from moving forward for our Lord God. Amen. Goes right there. Here's woman of God, Nadine Valentine, to bless us with words of encouragement about your presence, God, makes all the difference in the world. Goes right there. Amen. It's your presence, God, that makes all the difference on how we are able to maintain, sustain, and continue on in your name. Sounds of woman of God, Nadine Valentine, taking us behind the veil on this fire gospel experience, Lord Jesus. It's a beautiful thing just to be in the presence of God and to just be still and let Holy Spirit God just have his way during that time of quiet meditation. Amen. Goes right there. We are discussing coming to ourselves from Luke 15 and 11. Luke 15 chapter verses 11 is our primary scripture verse. And then also verse 17 has quite a bit of our focus as well. From the time that we had before our music break, we were sharing about how it seemed like sometimes we can pray to God for his intercession from pain of our own choices, but there is a lesson to be learned that suffering through consequences can lead us all to a greater affinity and intimacy to God than we've ever possessed before. And that is before those horrible dark seasons of trauma came into our lives. But like the prodigal son, you know, we can sometimes fall victim to desires of our own self-induced hearts. Yeah, sometimes it does get to the point where we have to take a look and say, God, you know what? These are things that I have brought upon myself. Poor choices, bad decisions, bad company, whatever the choice may be. But where it seems like discretion, insight, and wisdom are scarce. Sometimes being lambasted by our youthful emotions, which causes us to go through wandering. But when the harsh realities of life hit us face on, and undeniably, we regain a new sense of self-evaluation in our much-needed hour. Luke 5:15-17 says, but when he finally came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have more than enough food while I am dying here of hunger? I will get and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Just treat me like one of your hired men. Verse 20 says, so he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. No longer does our self-inflated ego hold us hostage. Our great distress has deflated our illusions and planted our feet back firmly on the grounds of reality. But thank God for our ever-loving, caring, and forgiving Father in heaven. Luke 15:22 goes on to say, but the father said to his servants, quickly bring out the best robe for the guest of honor and put it on him. And give him a ring for his hand and sandals for his feet, and bring the fatted calf and slaughter it, and let us invite everyone and feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was as good as dead and is alive again. Hallelujah. He was lost and has been found. So they began to celebrate. We thank you, Father God, Lord Jesus, God, and Holy Spirit, God, for never giving up on us. And may we never, ever, never abuse your great love, mercy, and kindness that you have for us. Amen, amen, and amen again. Amen. Discussing for you, coming to ourselves from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15, verse 11, and verse 17, helping us to get a grip on ourselves and not get too carried away thinking that we are something that we're not. I have to admit and have to say, those dark days, our poor decisions, bad company that we made, it didn't surprise God. Just like man of God PJ Morton and Leandra Johnson is going to let you know, they're going to sing about it. It was all part of his plan. Yeah, yes it was.
Do you love me? What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
Yes, indeed. That's what it is. My man Jerry Royce Live over there at Positive Power Christian 21 Media. He's doing big things over there. And I'm just so grateful. I just want y'all to know I appreciate all that you all do in praying for me and supporting this broadcast. Some of you even send a donation every now and then to help pay the bills. And I just want to know it is well appreciated. And I thank you. Thank you so much. I am so grateful to my special guest, woman of God, community activist, Saint New Saint Hurricane Sunday School superintendent, as well as choir member and new members ministry. She's doing big things for the Lord God Almighty right there. New Saint Hurricane, Pastor Derek Easton, thank you. Woman of God, Michelle Atkinson, thank you. Man of God, Richie E. Irby of the group Mael and Company, for doing big things. I got your music. I got you, good brother. We're going to take care of you. Never to worry about it. Listen, I want to leave you all with one final word, if I may. Lord Jesus, how about one final word? God opens doors for us by his power, but it's up to us to walk through them by our faith. Think about that while you in your private time meditating. Y'all just be blessed. I thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. I want to send this song out by woman of God, Monica Bracken, because, yes, we were talking about breast cancer awareness and other life-threatening diseases. And sometimes our loved ones depart from us because of the contraction of those diseases and illnesses. And, yes, we do miss them. So we have to support each other, those of us that are here remaining. And so woman of God, Monica Bracken, pours her spirit and her souls out to us in the song entitled, I Miss You, because we have loved ones that are gone, but I promise you they're still living inside of us, spiritually speaking. So until next time, I'm blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord, and I say to Jesus the Christ, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Savior, Redeemer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, God, for keeping covering us and leading and guiding us. Help us to be obedient to your will and follow your path, your instructions. Help us to submit unto you, like the Apostle John says, we must decrease that you may increase in us. Thank you, woman of God, Monica Bracken, for helping heal the process of missing our loved ones. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name.
Shut up, my mind. Shut up, my mind. Shut up, my mind. Shut up, my mind. Shut up, my mind.